So I want to come back to the foundation again, which is our mindfulness practice and the seven intentions. This is why we practice. This is answering the question, how can I be with, which is mindfully, and then compassionately. How do I be with it mindfully? With a beginner's mind, with non-judgment, with patience. This is how we change how we look at it, and we change how we be with it naturally, without figuring it out, without working on it, without trying to get anywhere. That's the beauty of the mindfulness practice. Where we run into trouble is when we use it to make something happen instead of to be with the truth. We'll see that more in the afternoon. And it's very hard, both for the practitioner, the doctor, the therapist, the teacher, and the patient person in the healing process, to let go of trying to get somewhere with it, which is the ultimate paradox. But when mindfulness is healing, which it is, it's because we are being present with things as they are, with an open heart of compassion and acceptance. It doesn't mean we don't then act, because action is important, but the action is coming from an empowered sense of choice, not being stuck in our old patterns where we have no choice and we're just reactive and conditioned. Or we're just saying, oh, no big deal. No, we want to cultivate awareness and acceptance so that when we act, it's coming from a place of compassion. Our action is driven by wisdom and compassion, not by figuring out or getting rid of. And that's a different context. Mrs. Jones, who was fat and ugly and hated herself, she needed to change her diet. She needed to lose weight for her health. But she did it from a place of love and compassion, not getting rid of her fat. So she had a different intention to her action, which came from a choice that she had to accept the truth underneath and to act from that place with love and compassion. Okay? So I would like to do another meditation. The last four intentions. And as a practice, you can pick one a day, 7 day week. Today I'm going to have a beginner's mind. I'm going to see things with new eyes. Today I'm going to be patient no matter what, wherever I am, waiting for the bathroom. I got to practice patience. Or non-striving. Am I still trying to get rid of? Am I still trying to figure it out? You have to be aware. And in that awareness, how you cultivate patience is by being aware of impatience. That's what we're learning in meditation, how to be with our thoughts without pushing them away, without getting lost in them. By noticing, we want to push them away. Ah, resistance. Back to the breath. And every time we notice the truth, we come to a deeper appreciation of shifting our consciousness. How do I deal with this, with what's going on now in my country? Mindfully and compassionately would be my main answer. And what that is for you, we'll talk later, but I appreciate what you say. The one way I'll answer that is my best teacher is my brother-in-law. So that which is most difficult for us or challenging us, make it your teacher. And try to come to wisdom and compassion, not blame and judgment. And then choose how to act based on that. And the acceptance of the way things are and the suffering. But we'll talk more about that later. In the second part of today after lunch will be how to bring this to your wounds, which we're going to talk about that even more fully. But for now, let's do another meditation. And I want to emphasize the intentions again and the being in the now and the not trying to get anywhere and to see your practice as being with the way things are with mindfulness. Now, why it's so important is because our trauma lives in our bodies, it lives in our minds, and it lives in our heart and emotions. And if we can't sort that out and we can't be present with it as it is, we get caught in it. And our traditional or habitual reaction is to try to push it away and get rid of it. And doesn't work, doesn't heal, doesn't transform anything. What transforms is love and presence and acceptance. And then wise and compassionate action, which results from that. But we have to train ourselves. So one of the challenges is, even as a doctor and therapist, everything we learn is how to get the patient to get cured and fixed, which actually, paradoxically, gets in the way of being with the truth that heals them, which is an ultimate paradox. Right? So, close the eyes. Let's do another meditation. And, or I invite you to close your eyes. If you're like me, who was very oppositional, when anybody told me anything to do, I would do the exact opposite. So you're all free to do that, but be aware and then make your choice of what feels right for you. So I invite you to tune in and let's do another sitting. And let's have compassion and kindness and gentleness be in the background. Let's have welcoming the moment and whatever shows up. Whether it's a pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, whether it's a positive thought or a quote-unquote negative thought. Welcome it all, without attachment, without resistance. Cultivating a mindful awareness. And in the background is this intention to be with things as they are. And that's what we call unconditional presence or love. Allowing, accepting, welcoming. That's what a baby and child wants. Doesn't mean we don't create a safe space and boundaries and guide the child in their growth. We don't let them do whatever they want, but whatever we do with love. Creating a space of safety and connection. Let's let the scared little boys and girls inside know that there's a part of us that is capable of compassion and presence and welcoming and kindness. And for this sitting, focus on the body. Feel really embodied. Feel living in your body. Many trauma therapies these days are somatic based. Not so much figuring out in the head, but much more experiencing. Another reason, another rationale for the healing power of mindfulness. It brings us into the body, into the moment, into the actual experience of ourselves, our body sensations, heaviness, sitting in the floor, sitting in the chair. So breathe in and out, inhaling and exhaling. Come into the present moment. It's perfect, just the way it is. Nothing has to happen. So let go of any need. Yes, it takes effort to sit and to watch your breath and to tune into what arises and passes in the mind and body. And in the background, we're being kind and gentle with ourselves and compassionate. So in this sitting, you focus on the breath, but pay more attention to the body. Sensations that show themselves to you as you sit. Not as an idea, but as an experience. Not trying to make anything happen, figure anything out. Just sit back, be with things as they are. It's an inquiry, compassionate inquiry, compassionate curiosity to connect with yourself. few moments of mindfulness practice. as you practice, take a moment just to reflect on non-striving as an intention. Non-striving. Not trying to get anywhere, make anything happen. Other than the effort to be present, to see clearly, to welcome our experience as it is, with kindness, compassionate presence, listening, curiosity, inquiry. Non-striving. Acceptance of the truth of the moment as it shows itself to us, as it arises, to see it clearly. Not attached, not caught in it, not detaching, pushing it away. Healing our relationship with our experience. Let's end with a few moments of loving kindness practice. Wishing yourself well, being kind and loving. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be kind to myself. another training of the heart to be loving and kind. It goes with opening the heart to welcome our suffering with compassion. And be kind to ourselves and loving. Wishing that for others, wishing that for people in our lives, that they be happy, that they be filled with loving kindness, that their life be easy, they be healthy. With compassion, free from suffering. It's all about reflection and relationship, how we choose to be, how we choose to relate, how we choose to respond to our experience. This is a new choice, a new resource that we have, that we're cultivating, which gives us an ability to be resilient in the face of our stresses and traumas that we weren't able to initially. Our mindfulness and compassion practice are support for reflection and relationship and resilience to be with our experience, to see it in a new way. To simply see the truth of it as it is.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.